Good morning. Welcome to a bonus Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I was in the office this morning for some other things, getting ready for a men's work day and breakfast and fellowship and just a great time together. Thought I'd record and post a devotion this morning, especially since it fits well with what the morning's about here at Deer Run. Been talking and praying this week about encouragement, about the encouragement we receive from God, the encouragement we receive from others, and the encouragement that we give. And this morning we're going to wrap up our encouragement focus for now with the focus on encouraged by meeting together. Probably a verse, if you're familiar with the Bible much, that you've heard, comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Christians in the first century met together, it says in the book of Acts, day by day. They didn't have church buildings. They met in homes. They met in sometimes the temple court, in public places. They met where they could. They met when they could. And yes, it was noted that they would gather on the first day of the week to break bread, to fellowship, to share in the apostles' doctrine, to pray. Within the Christian churches, churches of Christ, within Christianity in general, it's the pattern that generally established our practice of meeting on a Sunday. But they didn't leave it at that, and we shouldn't either. And sometimes we pull out this verse and we talk about the importance of showing up for Sunday worship gathering. That's good. It applies to that, but it applies to so much more. We need those times where we meet together to worship God, but sometimes I'm afraid that we count on the time that we're supposed to be offering to God as, well, the extent of our fellowship with one another. It's our time of communion with God. It's our time of meeting with Him. It's a fellowship together, but it's, well, it ought to be focused on Him. And I think one of the difficulties we see within the modern church, at least, is people say, "I didn't get anything out of the service. I didn't, so-and-so didn't talk to me. I was all alone." We somehow think it's about us. And sometimes that emptiness is because we're not doing a very good job of meeting together beyond that Sunday morning time. We're not always doing a good job of meeting together then, but we definitely are struggling to meet beyond that. It's one of the reasons why we have a men's fellowship breakfast every month, or nearly every month. And today is one of those, and we've expanded it into a work day here at the church property. And it's that fellowship. It's not so much eating together. It's not even so much working together. It's the conversations. It's getting to know each other. I've encouraged people to what I called spring forward into fellowship. I may have to change it up since we're moving out of spring and into summer, but to set aside at least one day a month to have a meal with someone that you don't normally do that with. Whether it's a meal in your home, whether it's going out and just sharing some time together at your favorite restaurant or their favorite restaurant, or find a commonality. But to grow in fellowship. And we do that, well, by meeting together. We can write notes, we can send cards, we can make phone calls, and those all help. I'm not diminishing those at all. But there's something special, when possible, to sitting down face to face and sharing stories. Stories of life, stories of how God has been involved in that life through the good and the bad. Because it encourages you by being able to share those stories, but it encourages the listener by knowing they're not alone. So many times we get isolated, which is one of those primary tactics of the enemy. And we believe no one can understand what I'm going through. No one has ever experienced it. We dismiss the scripture that says Jesus was tempted in all ways as we were, and yet without sin, that he is an understanding high priest because, well, that was Jesus. And we forget that there are people all around us that endure similar things. They're not always identical, but there's enough similarities that there's a sense of identification, there's a sense of understanding, a sense of compassion. And so it's our responsibility. As the writer of Hebrews says, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, the meeting together. And to do it all the more as we see the day approaching. And I don't know when that day is, but because it's coming, I know that each day that we live, it's a day closer. And so I see it approaching. How rapidly it's approaching, I don't know, but it's coming. And so all the more, we ought to encourage one another, we ought to meet together, we ought to fellowship, we ought to strengthen one another in God's Word, in faith, in spiritual maturity. And so today I share this broadcast, this podcast, with the prayer that it encourages you. Yes, we meet together each weekday morning as I do these broadcasts, and it's not the same as meeting together in person, but it is a form of meeting together. And it's always my prayer that it encourages you to meet together in person with the church body that you're a part of, whether it's here at Deer Run or somewhere else, that it encourages you to meet together with other believers. It even encourages you to meet together with those who still need to know Jesus. And as we see the day approaching, that we more and more are involved in encouraging one another with our presence. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to accomplish the good things that you've created in advance for us to do. We sometimes wonder about purpose and we forget that you created things in advance of us ever existing, knowing that we would be here and knowing that we would need something to accomplish. Father, one of those things is just the simple act of meeting together, of being encouraged when we meet with you, as we gather around your table, as we take the bread and the cup to represent and to take in the body and blood of Jesus, to commune with you. We need that meeting in order to be encouraged. Father, sometimes we forget that that's one of the primary purposes of gathering in our worship gatherings, is to honor you and to remember you and to fellowship with you. It is a social gathering, but it's not primarily a social gathering. It's a gathering of worship. And it ought to fuel our desire to be social, to meet together beyond that Sunday morning gathering. So God, help us to pay attention to how starved we are for the encouragement of meeting together, so that we would do something about it. Father, I pray this morning especially for the men who will be gathering here at Deer Run, and fellowshipping together, meeting together, encouraging one another, getting some work projects done, but the greatest work is the encouragement that takes place. And so God, help us to do that and to notice that and to make that important in our life, not just for the guys today, but for the various women's gatherings we do and the church fellowship gatherings that we do, but for the individual meeting together. God, prompt us to not let the busyness of life cause us to neglect one another. And Father, as we meet together, as we see the day approaching, may we encourage one another with the awareness and knowledge that Jesus is coming back for those who are His. So that as we meet together in all things, we would lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been a special Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.